Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Adventures of David and Kringer, a beautifully written and illustrated children's book. The author is Eddie Johnson, Jr. Eddie was born in Kannapolis, North Carolina, retired from the U.S. Air Force after serving for 24 years, working at the Pentagon 17 years, traveling extensively with members of Congress on overseas missions. He's visited 58 countries. Eddie has a Bachelor of Science degree in criminal law from Troy University, a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology from the University of Maryland, and a Master's of Science degree in education from the University of Southern California, and besides that, a very talented writer, the author of The Adventures of David and Kringer, Eddie Johnson, Jr., joining us on This Week in America. Eddie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, thank you.
Looking forward to talking to you about the book. This really, what a nice job with this. I mentioned beautifully written and illustrated. Let's talk a little bit about the story idea, where you got that, without giving away too much. And you can get information on the book by going to bookventure.com. It's available at Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. You can link on to book information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Again, the name of the book is The Adventures of David and Kringer. Eddie, tell us a little bit about the book. It's such a cute story. Where did the story come from?
It actually, I wrote a rough manuscript probably about 20 years ago. I just didn't go anywhere with it. I was just in the Air Force, doing a lot of traveling, and saw a lot of places. And after I retired, I came back and worked as a civilian for 17 years. Traveled extensively, as you said, with Congress. And I'd always wanted to write, and I said, "Well, you know, let me take what I saw and my degree in education and put that together and." You know, out of that, the Adventures of David and Kringer were born.
You know, it's such a touching book, and as I'm reading it, it's the simplicity, the way that you're able to craft the words and to get them to fit. So you're not going to, you know, a child's not going to sit there for 3 hours reading through the book. It moves through quickly. You'll be smiling as you go through the book, and you'll enjoy the pictures as well. Talk about the challenge of doing that, of getting just the right words so you're able to tell the story, advance the story, and do it in an entertaining and succinct way for the reader.
Well, there are definitely challenges there, I can tell you. And the one challenge is that, as you know, the attention span of a 4, 5, 6-year-old is very short. So when I was writing it, I had to keep that in mind. At the same time, not make the book too short, but not too long. And so that was one of the challenges. And it will be continue to be a challenge, but I had to keep the sentences flowing smoothly and short so the readers can understand it.
And you do a really magnificent job in doing that. And I said David and Kringer. Is it Kringer? Was I mispronouncing that?
That's Kringer.
Kringer. Okay. Now explain who David is and who Kringer is.
I have to be careful of this. I hope my ex-wife won't be reading this or listening to it. My ex-wife, she had a son, and his name was David. And we bought a red chow dog, and we named him Kringer. And way many, many years back, again, I mentioned that first rough manuscript, I decided that I would call the book The Adventures of David and Kringer. And so time went on, but in real life, the picture that you see on the cover is my son, Eddie, and our dog, Siberian Husky, Murphy. But in the book, their characters are David and Kringer.
Okay. And the book cover it'll grab your attention right away, and I love the pictures in the book. Talk about the illustrations, because the illustrations really advance the story. They don't get in the way of the story, but they complement the story. Talk about the being able to do that, where it's illustrated, captures your attention, helps with the story, and then moves on.
Yeah, when I started writing the manuscript for this book, that was one of the things I was concerned about. I wanted the pictures to be there and stand out, but I didn't want it to take away from the story, but more or less interlink. And Tracy, the senior publishing consultant for Book Venture that I work with, has really been helpful on that. And she put that together, and I went back and forth and was like, yes, it's good, it flows good. You know, the wording doesn't overtake the picture, and the picture doesn't overtake the wording.
And they really did an excellent job with that. The Adventures of David and Cringer, the book is written by Eddie Johnson Jr. in Italy, and that we're not giving away too much by saying in Italy. It's actually in the title. It's interesting. I don't want to give away too much here how they end up in Italy. It's not necessarily because they planned on going to Italy, but they make the best of it, don't they?
They do. And it's, you know, they see the sights and they bring that. I brought that back into the writing of the story itself.
And you do a nice job in talking about some of the sights they see, which gives you the opportunity, if you're reading this to a youngster, or the youngster will read it and ask about what is this picture and what is this, what is the Colosseum, what is the Vatican, what are they talking about? A little educational, you slipped that in there a little bit too, didn't you? Here's a chance to do a little travelogue for the young reader as they're being entertained at the same time.
That's correct. I wanted it to be entertaining, but as important, educational. And if you look on the cover, the educational part starts right there. I mean, I've got the flag of the country.
Yes.
Which a lot of kids wouldn't even know what the flag looked like for Italy. And then on the right side, I've got the outline of the country. So that starts the education part of it right up front.
You tease us at the end of the book with a stay tuned for the next adventure. Are you working up a follow-up? I love the Adventures of David and Cringer, and apparently we can take them through a whole number of places. I only imagine where you're going to take them in the future.
Well, yeah, and actually, Book Venture, if you look on the back cover, it tells where readers would like to join David and Cringer on their next adventure in Germany. So Book Venture right now, I'm working with them. All the illustrations are done. The text has been edited. So that book, second book, should be out within about 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
At the end of each book, there's a twist. I won't give too much away, but you know, on one of the manuscripts, you know, they think they're on their way back to Charlotte, North Carolina to meet up with their family. And there's an engine problem, so they have to divert to the Netherlands. So that's, you know, one of the manuscripts that's written. So in each book, when they think that they're going to get home, something happens.
But they make the best of it. Yeah, they make the best of it, don't they?
They do.
They're not just sitting around the airport. They're out seeing the sights and having a good time, and then go through the whole process again. So we'll be following the adventures of David and Cringer. The author is Eddie Johnson Jr. The book's available at all those places I mentioned, at bookventure.com, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. You can link on directly and get all of that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have a quote in the book, which is interesting. The noblest of art is making other people happy. I love that. Is that sort of the motto that you use as you're working on projects like this?
It is, and I think it's true for any artist or writer that, you know, if the reader or the person that's looking at the paintings or the art, if they can walk away happy, feeling happy about that, then the job has been done correctly.
And you've done an excellent job in the book. Eddie Johnson Jr., our guest on the program. It's interesting. How long have you started this a while ago? Where did that influence start? As a youngster, did you read a lot of books, and then that just sort of carried over into adult life as well?
I probably should have read a lot more than I did. But, you know, when I was young, growing up, we just didn't have a lot of money, but I was always fascinated with, you know, all the different countries overseas and the cultures, and it's something I always wanted to do. And I knew that wasn't the only reason I went in the Air Force, but, you know, the Air Force gave me the opportunity to travel and to see these sites. And so I took advantage of it. And then even more so when I've worked for the Air Force as a civilian. I mean, you know, 58 countries and traveling with Congress all over the world was just phenomenal.
and gave you a chance and a lot of great ideas. So I can see Adventures of David and Cringer going to a whole number of countries. At the beginning of the book, you thank your wife, children, the dog Murphy that you had mentioned. Talk about how important the family support is in doing a project like this and having children who are able to read the book and enjoy the book. That has to be a fun process to go through.
Yeah, they did give me total support. I mean, there's a lot of hours probably working with Tracy and the publisher, and then with Dean, the marketing director, and the whole team, the layout team, the sketch team, illustrationist. You know, probably on this book was 200 phone calls and probably 250 emails, and you know, going back and forth. So they understood that. They understood how important it was to me to get this done, and how, you know, how I wanted to get it out there for the readers.
And to get it done
and
right.
Without them, I couldn't have done it.
Yeah, and the bottom line is it's a job well done. Does it get any easier once you get through, like, the initial with Italy, as you do the Adventures of David and Cringer going forward? Does it get easier?
Yeah, I told my wife one day, I said, you know, it's like when I, like on this book, when I sat down and put my fingers on the keyboard, I didn't stop until it was done. It probably took 2 days for this one, just for the manuscript. Some are a little more challenging. Spain, which is the third book, the manuscript is done on that. It was a little more challenging. And I was stationed in Spain, and that might have been why. I'm not sure, but some storylines are easier than others. The whole thing about writing these books is that I've been to these places and I've seen these sites, so that makes it a little easier.
Yeah, there's sort of, I guess, with that emotional attachment, you've gone through the awe of seeing a lot of these sites in the beginning, just like the David and Cringer are as they're going through this. It's probably a whole lot different and a different level than if you were looking at a research book somewhere and you saw a picture and you thought, okay, I'm going to write about that. You've actually experienced all these places you're talking about.
Correct. And, you know, on the other side of it is, you know, again, going back to my childhood, I didn't have the opportunity to travel. And there's kids out there that may not have the opportunity to travel and see some of these places. But, you know, again, the idea is, okay, let's bring what I've seen to them and let them read and experience it. Because the world is beautiful. These countries, the different cultures, everything is different. And some kids may not have the opportunity to travel and see it. So here it is for you to read. And at the end of the book, maybe they'll go to the parents and say, hey, Mom and Dad, you know, I want to learn more about Italy. Can you take me to the library and get a book so
yes.
I can see what else is offered there?
And at the end of the book, you've got a note section as well, so they can take notes and go back and discuss it with their parents. The Adventures of David and Cringer by Eddie Johnson Jr. Books available at Book Venture, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was it like with all the years that you put into thinking about this, then actually doing it, getting it fine-tuned, getting it published? When you picked up this beautiful book that you had written, what was that experience like when you got that book and like, wow, it finally happened. Look at this.
Yeah, it was surreal. I was like, wow, you know, now I'm an author, maybe a short-lived author, depending on the sales, but I'm an author. But it was really, it was unbelievable experience.
You know, I mentioned a children's book, and I'm thinking as you're talking there, and as I was reading the book, this is really something that they can interact with the parents. The parents can read that. The child can read it to the parent, go through. It's not where you've got to commit 3 hours to sit down. It's not real complicated. It's very easy to read. There are a lot of discussion points in the book, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And that's when I was working with Tracy. That was one of the things that she and I discussed. I said she kind of brought it up. You know, what about the family interaction? I said, well, you know, for a child to read it and they go and they look and see some of these pictures and, you know, they go to the parents and they sit down and start talking and pull, you know, gives them family time together to discuss it.
What has the reaction been once you got the published book? What kind of feedback are you getting from people who have read the book?
Very positive. They're looking forward to the next book, and they're very congratulatory.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next book, and then as I hear the book after that and the book after that, because it's interesting going into and looking at, and again, it's such a well-written story, and I don't want to give away too much because it would take sort of the fun away as you read it with your child. The book is The Adventures of David and Cringer by Eddie Johnson Jr. You also mentioned at the beginning, a minute or so left, you dedicated the book to your parents and your mother-in-law for believing in the journey. What's this journey been like for you? I'm gathering and talking to you for a few minutes on the program. This really has been a fun journey for you.
Yeah, it's been fun, and I think it goes back to the values from my parents, laying a strong foundation, putting a ladder on that foundation and telling me, okay, here is a ladder, climb and go after your goal. We'll be there to support you. But you climb and reach goals that you want to reach.
Well, you've done a nice job with the book, and it's interesting as you're writing too. Again, I go back to the writing and knowing how difficult that is to get just the right word and just the right tone as well. You're not talking down to the reader, are you? I mean, you're very relatable at their level using their language.
That's correct. But I do have to be honest with you. I'm glad that BookVenture has great editing or editors there because they have helped me out with some of the editing. But, you know, the bottom line is the storyline is there. When they get it to do the editing, it's already there. So they don't have to make too many changes.
It is, once again, a beautifully written and illustrated book, The Adventures of David and Cringer by Eddie Johnson Jr., available at BookVenture.com or the bookstore, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Eddie, a pleasure having you on the program. You've got a great mind, and I can't wait for the follow-up. You said it's going to be a few weeks, so we'll stay in touch. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you for having me, and I'll talk to you next time.
I'm looking forward to it. Once again, Eddie Johnson Jr., our guest on the program, The Adventures of David and Cringer. Book is available at BookVenture. You can find all the information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.